March 20th is National Ag Day. And joining us is Dr. Mae Jemison, former NASA astronaut and first African-American female in space. Also, Jennifer Sirangelo, president and CEO of the National 4-H Council. Why do we have an astronaut and 4-H together this morning?
We're teaming together to figure out how do we feed the planet, right? In 2050, we're going to need to produce 60% more food. And Bayer and 4-H have been working on a plan, Science Matters, to help improve agricultural education, agricultural sciences education around the country. And one of the things we're doing today is really talking about the survey, what information they found out, as well as what the program is like.
So what did you find out from this survey?
Well, we found a lot of interesting things. One is we found out that 80% of teachers surveyed told us that they believe agri-science is important, but only about 22% of them talk about and indicate that they are able to teach that in the classroom. So that surprises. The other is that parents told us about 86% of them really felt that agri-science is important for our country's future success. But only 70% of them thought their career, their young people, 70% of them thought, well, but my kid probably won't be pursuing a career in agricultural science. So between Bayer, Dr. Jemison, and 4-H Council, we are out to change that.
So let's talk about that. I guess ag, you know, it sort of puts the science into farming. When we think of agriculture, we think of sort of just farming on one end, and that's sort of hands-on and stuff. But there is a lot of technology that's in that industry and can provide better things than just what the old farmer could do.
Okay, wait a minute. I have to put farming in context. Farming is one of our oldest sciences. Agriculture is one of our oldest sciences. One of these days, sometimes we think of it as not important, but all the time we've been having to understand how plants grow, how do you keep the soil well, how do you water them, how do you keep food from deteriorating. These days we're able to bring in more knowledge that we have around data sensing, right, about robotics. People use drones. We even use space technology to remotely sense the fields and see what's going on. Microbiology in terms of how do you keep food safe. It goes all the way through. So for me, when you say farming, it's really about whether we're doing it in the water, whether we're doing it on land, hydroponics. I mean, it's a wide range of things. And what we have to do is expose adults, teachers, and students to this range of disciplines that are fundamental for us being able to get nutrition.
We end up getting students involved, usually related to agriculture, in some sort of extracurricular. In other words, it's something they have to do, whether it's 4-H or the FFA, or maybe there's some other project related to that. How do you get that into the classroom more and make it known to the students?
Well, the best way to teach science is hands-on. Anytime, it doesn't matter what you do, the best way to teach science hands-on, you'd never ask someone to learn how to read without giving them a book to read, right? So if you're going to teach science, you need to do things from growing the potato plant in the cup. If you're going to learn about electricity, you're going to have to figure out how to teach them how to wire a house or a model. This is the same thing. That's what we do. So, you know, we're actually very fortunate in this country to have an organization that's been doing that for, what, over 100 years?
Over 100 years. So 4-H is in urban, suburban, and rural areas. About half the kids we serve today are not in rural areas and are in important cities where we all need to know where our food comes from if we're going to really face the challenges we're going to face by in the coming years in food, nutrition, and health. So we're really excited at National 4-H Council to be partnering with Bayer to really help youth and their parents become aware of the opportunities and the many jobs that are available in a variety of things, from data science to robotics to drones, artificial intelligence. All of this, as Dr. Jemison was saying, is important to keeping our food safe and abundant.
Dr. Jemison, where did your interest in science come from? What was your path to become an astronaut that kept you focused on that type of curriculum?
So here's the thing. every little kid loves science. We come out of the chute excited about the world around us. We're picking up the bugs, the snails, the stuff in between the couch, asking what it is. It is part of what we are. We learn. Children are the best scientists. Everyone doesn't necessarily want to go into it, but everyone's excited about it. What happens is in schools, very frequently we disable that incredible construct for learning. And so for me, I was lucky enough to have chosen my parents well, so that they allowed me to maintain that interest. And I wanted to do other things. I wanted to be a fashion designer from time to time, but that love for understanding what was going on in the universe, it was always there. I wanted to be, you know, do lots of different things. But what kept me there is I'm engaged, I'm excited, and it runs across everything we do. When we talk about chemistry, I was a chemical engineer. What do chemical engineers do? They make cosmetics, they make medicines, they make, they work in farming, they work in, you name it, in creating materials, the rocket fuel, the range of things. It's just that we have to have that exposure, and I was fortunate enough to have that exposure.
And, of course, every time we have a new child interested in science, you never know what future thing they might create, understand, invent. So our futures are dependent on them getting that basic sort of STEM education.
Let me do one other thing. I want to hold adults responsible, because very frequently we keep pushing this off as science is something that's important for kids. But it's important for adults to recognize and continue to grow and support this. It's important for that.
So that's why Science Matters exists, and why National 4-H Council and Bayer are teaming up to do this. And we just encourage any parent, teacher, grandparent, or young person that wants to learn more about and explore any careers or opportunities to go to 4-H.org/Bayer, and you'll be able to find really engaging hands-on things that can get you started in learning about what the opportunities could be.
Jennifer Cirangelo, President and CEO, National 4-H Council, and also Dr. Mae Jemison. We appreciate you sharing this and inspiring some students, teachers, parents, everyone to get involved with science. We appreciate your time this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.